this morning for just a little short while is to talk about Jesus Christ. Amen? But before we do that, let's make this confession. Faith is coming into my heart, into my spirit, into my inner man. Faith is coming because I'm hearing the word of God. One more time. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when you are stepping out to an interview, you recite that. We've said it several times, so we should be able to recite it and regurgitate it. That faith is coming into our heart, to our spirit, into our inner man. Faith is coming because we are hearing the word of God. Then the word that you need, that word that you are holding on to, you now recite the word. Mix with faith. Then you are as bold as lion. And your confidence become Christ's confidence. Always remember that. Use what you have in your hands. Hallelujah. Use what you have in your hands. Amen. Next month, by the grace of God, is Mother's Day. Amen. Fathers, we are reminding you ahead of time. At least a month ahead, right? Or 3 weeks ahead. Amen. They said no shaking. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, we're still in the season of Easter. Now, I want to remind you in form of exhortation that we should be careful of the betrayal that often happened to believers or the betrayers of believers. Hallelujah. He has done for me. He has done for me. He has done for you. He has done for me. What father, mother cannot do, he has done for me. He has done for you.
He has done for me.
He has done for you.
He has
what mother? He has done for me. Thank you. Continue the song when you get home. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible makes us to understand that Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers. Simon, he saw two brothers. Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. They were at their duty post. They were businessmen. They were at their trade. They were traders. Jesus saw them. Amen. In verse 19, and he said to them, follow me. For a good reason. I will send you out to fish for men. Hallelujah. They encounter Jesus. He told them, follow me. Glory be to the Lord. No wonder the open heaven told us today in the part one that we must be close to Jesus. Right from day one, God has been calling us unto himself. And the recruit started in verse 20. The Bible says they immediately left their business and they followed him. What does that mean? They had an attentive hearing. They were able to follow instruction. They were instructed. They accepted the instruction. In this season, may you always remember the instruction of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 21, he said, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother, John. They were in the boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. They were at business, at their business point, helping their family. And what did Jesus? Immediately, he beckoned on them again. They followed him. No matter what you are doing, or the business you are in, whether you are still at school or in school, or you work, or you have your own business, remember, Jesus is beckoning on you to follow him. Verse 22, I say, immediately they left the boat and their father. That is, they left their property. They left their trust. They left the person they lean upon for daily bread. They left their influence for the influence of Jesus. They left everything to follow Jesus. And it continues. On and on. Jesus eventually gathered all the 12 together. Hallelujah. And he begins to teach them instructions of heaven. Right from the day you gave your life to God, the Lord has been whispering to you, talking to you, either using his word, the gospel. The gospel that he described as the power of God unto salvation for as many that believe it. Hallelujah. The word of God. He gave us this word that we might follow him. But then, is it possible? Then, having taught them, having poured himself unto them, all kinds of different questions have been asked of him, and he has responded. They saw Jesus, how he interrelates with people outside the 12, with the community, with the leaders of churches, of governments. They saw all of these things and the teaching that Jesus gave them. All of that. You will have thought that they were perfect 12. Hallelujah. There is no error with God. Everything God did was perfect. They were all perfect. There was no error in it. But remember, the enemy is always lurking around, attempting to pull us back. How does this relate to us? As a Christian, you have been to Calvary. You have tasted his blood. Hallelujah. You have dipped your hands in the blood of Jesus. Tell me, your life has never been the same again. The experience of salvation was a beautiful one. There was a lady at the well who was minding her own business, engaged with Jesus, interacted with Jesus, and to her surprise, she was just trying to be girly and thinking that, well, I don't know what this brother wants. After all, he's not supposed to be talking to me. But God in man knew that the woman needed help. Hallelujah. Jesus interacted with her, told her a few things, and her life was never the same again. She became an evangelist right there, witnessing the good news, just as the Open Heaven told us recently, that you can be contagious to the extent that you become a testimony. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not forget your first calling. And every impact, touch that Jesus already made in your life, that you too, you reciprocate and interact by sharing your testimony unto others. The woman at the well became a testimony. She became a miracle. The miracle in your hands can also become miracle in another person's hands. Just like the oil, the jar, in the woman's hands, not knowing that what she had in her hands was enough and sufficient. Brothers and sisters, we want to talk about betraying ourselves and God. Hallelujah. God, he has done so much for me. My sorrow. Hallelujah. Is a man that makes a promise and he never let anyone down. We have confessed that he's done so much for us. Brothers and sisters, this is end time. The month or the year is still young. We're about to finish April. Sooner or later, in another 2 months, we'll get to the half of the year. Right? And then the year is no longer young. But with God, It is still young. Nobody is too late to meet with God. You will always be on time. Hallelujah. But it is important that you don't play with your salvation. It is important that you are careful of spiritual neglect. Don't neglect your heart. Let's start with that. The Bible says, guide your heart jealously so that nobody sabotage it. Guide this heart of yours so that no one mess around with it. Guide your heart so that no one sabotage, mess around with it, or kill it, or depress it, or pull you back in a progressive, gradual way. I pray that the Lord Almighty will keep you strong. In Jesus' name. So Jesus gathered all the 12. He continued to lecture them, just as we do from time to time when we meet in service or in our services. God told the woman, I have something you can drink constantly and you will never thirst again. There was a passion within her and a desire to drink from Jesus. Don't lose your salvation or the burning desire that brought you to Christ from the onset. Don't let the fire go down. You must always want to be drawn close to Him. Very, very important that you may not betray Him. Hallelujah. Out of the 12, yes, it is true. It's been written before time that one will betray Jesus. But it shouldn't have been Judas. Hallelujah. It shouldn't have been Judas, the keeper of the money. Glory be to the Lord. The accountant, the one that put orderliness, he understood when we should pay the tax. Daddy Jesus, your tax is due. They're asking for it. He said, okay, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Whose head do you see on this? He said, Caesar. He said, give to Caesar what belongs. Okay, goes to so and so, and you get the funding that is required to pay tax. And he did. So he has learned so much from Jesus. Hallelujah. He had the privilege of becoming of being one of the 12. Looking at Judas, for instance, it occurs to me that maybe he lacked self-satisfaction when the Lord told us we must be contented constantly. Hallelujah. We have put our hands in His hands. We have trusted Him. We believe in Him that whatever we place in His hands can never be misplaced. We have trusted Jehovah. We have believed Him. He has helped us. So Judas is not the right person that you will count as an example of a betrayer. Yet, it was recorded in the Bible that having listened to the teaching and the preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, yet, shall we say, he was never converted. Hallelujah. Remember what happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 8? When the disciples, two of them, were going, and this new convert saw the miracles that was happening, and he quickly said, excuse me, we can actually monetize this. Oh, he said, what do you want to monetize? You know you have the gift of dreaming. You dream yesterday, you dream the other day, and everything you've been dreaming are coming true. Look, I will look for the customer. You just go to bed, sleep and dream. And then we can be making the money. And before you notice it, you see Shogo Lua Enterprises. Is that the right title? Olua Majeka. I was going to say Olua Sheyi. Praise the Lord. Be careful. Because the gift God has given to you is for your own blessing and for His people, that He may be glorified. Hallelujah. So Judas is not the right person that you will point to betray Jesus. It indicated to me that it was just a convert, not a Christian. There are many converts around us, just as I cited in Acts of Apostles chapter 8, that they say, oh, Jesus, I accept you. Newly convert, but they were not deep. They have not gained root. They have failed to mature from milk to meat. Some said he was never converted. I would say he's a new convert who never mature to the next phase. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will not betray Jesus. Amen. One thing is this. Do remember that Jesus is not going to die the second time. Meaning that it is not possible to satisfy the whole world with all that Jesus did. One lesson I can pick from Judas' life is that it's difficult to satisfy the whole world. He was never satisfied. How does that relate to us? Auntie, Lord, give me job. God did it. Lord, give me money. God did it. Lord, give me this. God did it. Lord, give me that. God did it. You see, my friends having this too. I want it. God did it. Then eventually, still, you are not satisfied. You know, Lord, if I can just get that GC. You know that GC? If I just get it. When you did not get the GC, you come into church. So it's taking long now for the GC to come. Because God already knew. When you get the GC, we may not see you. I text a brother recently. It's possible he may be online, he may not be online. I just said, hello, how are you doing? It's been a while. He said, yes, they gave me Sunday to be doing now. In my heart, I knew there are some people here that do Sundays, of course. But we still see them. They are not missing for 3 months consecutively. Hallelujah. And I'm like thinking, may we not become Judah, who is never satisfied with all the provisions that God has provided. With just money, money, money. You don't see me really raising my eyebrow because money. Don't come near me because of money. No. Excuse me. I'm not going to fight you because of money. I don't want to put my interest in money so that the enemy will not use it against me. Hallelujah. Okay. Lack of money is an offense or is annoyance. Hallelujah. So I understand. But I am talking about, be careful that we don't betray the finger that has been feeding us, the finger of God, that has been pointing us in the right direction. In this season, Jesus resurrected. He gave some instruction. I believe Mark 16, maybe from verse 15. He's going to go ye into the world and make disciples of nations. You should not be among of those who will not want to share his or her testimony. Lord, I don't want to tell anyone, no. I don't want to. So that they don't stand against me. Ha. But the woman that Jesus met by the well, Jesus told her a few things and said, I am the living water. You take me, you will never thirst again. He said, you. And immediately, she did not say, I want Jesus to myself only. She spread the news. And that is what God is requesting of us. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. May God grant each and every one of us teachable spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, the love of money, greed, covetousness remains the roots of all evil. If because of little amount, God had created all things, by the teaching that Jesus was giving in the community around, and Judas was there. Some will say that the reason why they were still asking Jesus to come and pay tax was because Judas already spent the money. No more money. Oh, you will say on what? You say, sir, remember the people, the 5,000 that we gathered together, all those people, we have spent the money. You know, the people that came to us by the sea before we cross over. We fed them. We have utilized it. God being God, we're not questioned because he knew ahead of time. Even at times when Jesus asked them questions, you already know the answer. Glory be to God. The man that knows the thought of every man. He said the thought of man is desperately wicked. And it is only him that can know it. Don't betray God. He has finished his work. He laid it all down for us. Everything down for us. He laid all things down for us. We must not betray him again, like Judas. Don't betray him because of 30 shekels or $30. Okay, maybe $30,000. Will you sell your pastor for $30,000? Mere $30,000. Now, don't answer yet. You think about it. Don't answer. Just think about it. You'll be shocked. All right, let's increase it. $300,000. Okay, let's just even make it $30 million. $30 million. Excuse me, let me answer a little bit. Some will say, well, Judas, pastor will be all right. Pastor will be all right. He will be all right. He's a strong man. He's just $30 million. He'll be all right. Yeah, that's part of it. He will pray and he'll be all right. God will be his strength and pillar of faith. We let go. Pastor, we let go. Hallelujah. You see, they've been pestering Judas for some time. Who among you is this person? But the moment monetary reward was added, the evil in him woke up. The seed, that old man, the old nature, the Adamic nature resuscitated again. That thing that we have buried at baptism woke up suddenly. Hallelujah. Be very careful of what you pay attention to or you lust after. Because you might suddenly wake up the old nature. Hallelujah. I have told you of a friend. One day, we were at a program. I think it was a wedding program. You know, and you know when you go to, it's a mixed multitude. When you go there, you must be very, very careful. You don't talk too much. You don't eat too much. You don't drink too much. And you just be patient. That's the way we've been brought up. But nowadays, it's our fellow members. Pastor, pastor. And they will not say quietly, are you not eating? Are you not eating? Hallelujah. Amen. They're not even thinking that, is it your hibiscus I should bring? Nobody know I drink hibiscus. So, Pastor, should I bring that red hibiscus? Praise the Lord. Be very, very careful. So this brother, the old nature, the moment they put Colintin, and he was playing. There was a song, sha, that was playing. So I observed that it was as if something was crawling in his shoulder. I noticed he was doing waves. And he sat down. Nothing else was moving, but something was moving here like this. From here to the neck. Then I perceived it was the music. Because when the music moved to the next level, then it was moving from here to here. I said, sir, why don't you stand up and dance? Ah, no, we can't. I said, but the nature is coming out before it wakes up. Because before this old nature wakes up, finally. There's nothing wrong in rejoicing with people that rejoice. But the Bible makes it clear that our act must not be worldly. Hallelujah. There is nothing wrong in dancing and allowing your shoulder to break from one side to another, because that's another exercise. Since you don't have this electronic massage, that is an exercise. Honestly, I love our parent dancing. Our West African dancing is so unique. We should not lose the identity of our dance. It's so beautiful. People from other nations watch us dance. Hallelujah. But now, due to mixed multitude, there are all kinds of different dancing now that breaks our body up and down and so on and so forth. Be very careful that you don't betray Jesus the second time. Hallelujah. When I traveled recently to New York and I saw 98% of the people there are from church. And when I saw the kind of dance that they were dancing, and the pastor would say, "Ah, did I see that? You see, that's my daughter there. I said that one." I said, "Ah." I said, "Okay." And then they started nudging me to come too. I said, "No." He said, "No, there's nothing. We're all Christian." I said, "Yes, we're Christian. But there are mixed multitude around you. Those who have no time for Jesus. Those who are careless with the word of God. They're all around you here. They're your choir members. They're your ushers. You yourself in the pastoral, you're among them." Oh, yes. Don't betray Jesus the second time. He's not coming back the second time to die. He has died once for man. And when man should die, what comes next is judgment. This season is a special season. I have told you that the Bible says, I believe it's Acts 1:3, that was talking about, and for 40 days, he continued to appear to people. And I said, this is significant. If we're commemorating his coming, if we're commemorating his risen, then I can call into assistant that which is not. I want him to appear to me too. I want to have the experience of Acts of Apostles. I want to have their acts. I want to walk and shadow heals. Glory be to the Lord. You know, the saddest things is that every child of God must always perceive that Judah is very close by. The reason is because in Job chapter 1, the Bible says they were asking Satan, "Where have you been coming from?" It was when the children of God gathered that he was just coming like a drunkard. I said, "Oga, where are you coming from?" He said, "I've been going around tormenting lives. I've been going around changing life. I've been going around ensuring that people don't live long. I've been going around that destiny are cut short." Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not fall victims to Satan. So watch out. Beware of Judas or the Judases. Amen. Those that will say things that are not correct. Can you imagine, my brother, how Judah will conspire a trick, a way of identifying Jesus? See, don't worry. With this money, with this 30,000, I'll give him a hug and you know. Hallelujah. Be very careful. The enemy is always around. Don't lose focus of your prayer time. When it is time to pray to the Lord, pray. "Oh, we prayed yesterday, I didn't see anything happen." My brother, that thought is satanic. Pray. "I read my Bible at so-so hour. I've always been reading it since I came to this country." My brother, continue. Consistency is very, very important. Because when the Lord will show forth, you will become the testimony for other testimonies. Be consistent with the Lord, and he will bring it to manifestation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just remember, Judas is within the household. Judas is at workplace. They're ready to give another away so that they can take another person's position. You know, it occurs to me that Judas never used his brain. He was so overwhelmed by the worldly lust. I won't even be surprised if Judas has a girlfriend, though married. And Jesus will still be preaching, "Change your life. change your life. Fornication is not good. Jesus will be witnessing to the population, not knowing that he was witnessing to the 12. Many conversations going on when Jesus was witnessing to thousands, not knowing that it was one of them that was witnessing to. Glory be to the Lord. I do that from time to time when I'm reading the open heaven. I'll be reading something else that is not written in the open heaven that I want the person to hear that this is what God is saying to change your life. Do you not do it? Learn to do that. God might use that to break chains. Hallelujah. He said, if Daddy Joe says it, then I will change. You better claim that it's Daddy Joe that is saying salvation is important. Hallelujah. 24 hours in a day. Even if you have 24 millions, you won't be able to spend it finish in 24 hours. If you are given 24 million and they say you have 24 hours to spend it finish, what are you supposed to do? That's a good example. What are we supposed to do? My sister said, share it. I was actually thinking in my heart of her that please don't take it. Hallelujah. Anything that will create problems for us, an headache, it's better we don't take it. But sharing it may be a good thing because you will see those that are in need and you can help them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In your ministry, at your workplaces, in your business, the Lord will keep Judas away from them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You see, another thing that I understand is that this man, according to the word of God, I say, walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the spirit that you don't betray God the second time. Walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. When you watch all this, oh, I want to be close to home, and you do all this Nollywood stuff. Remember, pastor is not seeing you, but God is looking at you. Anytime you look at the mirror and you see yourself, just look at that is God that is watching you. Say, you are doing things you don't want us to know in this church. But I see you, don't betray me the second time. Hallelujah. May the Lord grant us teachable spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe two more points. I'll stop here. And then we want to pray for our children. Hallelujah. You know, we're told, as we're moving to April, that we must pray for our children. For God's protection. Amen. So the lesson we can draw from this is that we must walk in the spirit always. Because when we're in the spirit, and we're consistently focusing on his word, and we allow his word to guide us, the chances of us stumbling, it reduces. Actually, it's curtailed. Okay, it's eliminated or prevented. May the Lord guide us to do the right thing. See, brethren, I can dress in such a way that is so posh that you will love me. That will not make you to go to heaven, no. You may have the best choir dressed elegantly, and when they sing, they say, then sings my soul. And the voice is so beautiful. Hello, man, sir. If we're not convicted spiritually, that may not get us to heaven. Your heart, Jesus needs it. Your life, Jesus needs it. You must plan it as part of your daily routine to witness to one person per day. Directly or indirectly. The day I knew, they said we should come for silent auction. I said, how can you do auction silently? It was at work. When I saw it and I got there, people just walk around, see what they want, and they will point at it and they will take it. I thought, wow. This is an evangelistic tool. Hallelujah. I must do the same. At work, is my table, is this the area for me? They say yes. I'll look for my Bible and put it there. Now, you see this Bible, you don't know whether it's a Bible unless you're a Christian. So I'll look for the one that has cross or is written in front, Holy Bible. Holy must be on it. I'll put it on the table. And I'll do my work. They will come by my table. They will say, oh, you're a Christian. I say, yes. Are you? Now, that's my silent evangelism. Provoke that. I'm not preaching, but that was initiated. If you want to know more about, I can give you some literature to read. Show me what you have. Oh, no, I'm not interested. That's fine. You're not interested today. I may wear a shirt that say, Father, build this house. And somebody sees it. He said, which house? I said, my family. There are many ways that we can actually reach out. If your headgear is so like satellite dish and it does not have Jesus in it somewhere, then you must find another way to evangelize. If your dreads is so long and you don't have Jesus in it, my dear, you must find another way to evangelize Jesus. The reason is the worldly system of things are betraying Christ. We must not be asleep. We must respond in kind. We must be the zealot, the radical for Christ. And if you cannot be the radical and you are the gentle one, that's fine. Be as gentle as dove, but reach out. Praise be to the Lord. Remember, it's not all kisses are good. I've told you, Judas gave Jesus poisonous kiss. Should we continue to allow that to happen, my brother? You said, God forbid. We must not. Our character, our demeanor, our relationship at work must speak that we're Christian in this season. Remember, you're going to be poked at. Maybe you call yourself Christian. Me, I'm just asking you to help me. Just help me. I'm just clocking in now. Auntie, help me now. Maybe you call yourself Christian. It doesn't work like that all the time. Oh. Don't be dubious because you want to demonstrate that you are a Christian. If your old nature is that you drink and drink until you begin to eat your vomit. They say it's only dogs that eat his vomit. Then after salvation, please don't go to the pub and say you want to witness to somebody. Because the old nature may come out. If you have weaknesses of the body and you are the type that you cannot see ladies and you are blinking so many times as if there's something wrong with your this thing, then stay away from them. Don't give them a ride. Auntie, where are you? What direction? I need to give you a lift. You need a ride. He said, I need a ride. Say, oh, brother, which brother is in hospitality? Then you get them. Hallelujah. That is what it means to resist the devil and he will flee away from you. Don't walk on the path of evil. If you look one time because of the shoe they're wearing, it's okay. Don't look second time. You know, these things don't happen to girls, boys alone. No, it happens to girls. So you say, ah, six pack. Praise God. I was asking my son this day, I said, please, do I have six packs? He said, Dad, I think you have 2.5. Oh, Lord. Do remember in conclusion that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Through whom? And that is what God desires for us. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Let us rise. Rise to tell the Lord, I have heard thy word. Turn it to a song if you know how to sing it for me. And I know what it tells me.
And be closer drawn to you. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where precious bleeding side.
I have heard thy word, thy voice. Oh, draw me closer. Why they're finding it? Draw me closer. Draw me closer.
Draw me nearer.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
Draw me nearer,
draw me nearer,
nearer,
nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross.
To rise in the hands of fate.
But I long to rise in the hands of fate.
And be closer drawn to thee.
And be closer drawn to thee.
Father, draw us nearer, nearer. Bless him, Lord.
Draw me.
I want you to focus and tell the Lord while the music is going on, to tell the Lord, you have been talking about me. I don't want to betray you. Guide me not to betray you. Everything you are talking about, as long as you are in this system of things, in this worldly system, in this worldly system of things, as long as we're in this worldly system of things, it can be challenging. Tell the Lord, Father, mend my heart, heal me, deliver me, set me free in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to pray for our children. We'll do it quickly. Of our voices and say to the Lord, Father, we thank you for our children. Just let's thank God for our children. Say, Father, thank you for all our children. Begin to thank God for our children. Let's thank God for them. Let's thank God for them. Father, I thank you for all children in this church. All children, the one here right now and those that are not here. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your goodness over them. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, mighty God, for preservation. We honor you. We give praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's stretch out our hands to them that God protect them from danger seen and unseen. Deliver them from those that have evil intention against them. Father, secure their lives. Let it be pressure in thy sight. Psalm 19 on the screen. We'll read that for them. Psalm 91. Did I say 19? 91. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's put Psalm 91 on the screen. Now we'll continue. Let's declare that over them. One go. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Lord Almighty will satisfy you with long life,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
And he shall show you his salvation.
Amen.
No evil shall befall you, no pestilence shall come near your dwelling. Your life is precious in the sight of God.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty will become an eternal security for you.
Amen.
Day and night, you will bring your family joy. Nothing by any means shall cause you pain. The God of deliverance will lay his hands upon you. The breath of heaven shall be a shield unto you. Day by day, the wall of God is around you to protect your going and your coming. God shall be unto you a cloud by day. It shall be a cloud by day to protect you. A fire by night to secure your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever the eyes of God will not go, you will not step there. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed.